It tells me when it starts. Well, no, it doesn't say when it starts. It may have, but it also went out and got a message too. Well, anyway. So, okay, I'll turn this off now. I'm hoping that it's still recording on some level. Let me... That's still recording, so I'm going to trust it for now. You know, I don't know exactly how to proceed. And, I've got a bigger thing to do that I think may be a life work sort of thing, so I shouldn't screw with it. I should go forward and, see what happens. And there's got to be some deeper reason that, I got hung up on Chapman. And, I think Robert Williams had something to do with it. And, hopefully, got my last little visit. I don't know if he's just sitting on it. Or if he's like, oh, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. Certainly kept me going for a certain period, for a certain time. And, I think it really helped me, see what kind of people I'm dealing with and how they are. You know, since I don't have any clue as to ultimate reception of us. On any given, way of looking at it. But, getting back to, I don't think it got recorded last time. My basic thoughts kind of come lately that maybe money and having the means to participate in the work of the Lord doesn't necessarily have to coincide with the life's work. Although I think it does, but let's not get, overly weird about it. I don't think it's problematic for me, because then most people would say, well, I need to go out and become a huge financial success, I need to do all that, and then I can work on my life for it. So I'm not saying that that's not an acceptable way of looking at life. However, my bigger thought is that there's that the tools can kind of tie together. So even though it could be separate things, it was separate sections and means does not speak together. There was other things that pursued my life first was going to be. I was going to be comfortable and content, I think. I'm not sure about that. I'll have to go back and look. It seems to be specific things tied to specific a little compartmentalized, so it may very well be that there's going to be one thing where you're going to have a need to carry out the work of the Lord, and it's always in that reference, you will do the work of the Lord, you will, sir, you will have the health and strength to be served the Lord in. And I think there is blessings I think it's just simply a question of serving the Lord, period. You know, serve the Lord in this manner. And then there is the section about the life's work. It says that inspiration will come to you in choosing your life's work. So I am you know, I'm touching this memory, I'm not sure I've got it right, so I've got to be really careful. So I think what I need to do is to look at it as each little bit of its compartmentalization, instead of taking it as one great whole, to actually break it into its sufficient pieces. You know, it was broken up into paragraphs, and each paragraph kind of relates to itself. There's an introduction and there's a summary at the end, but you know, individual parts of the to see how it goes. So I think I'll look at it that way, like hopefully some more insight as to lack of any better term for it, what I can see, what I hope to achieve out of all this stuff. So anyway. I hope it works pretty well. And yeah, he says, you know, it's just family ascendancy. It seems like Shetland is the culmination of a whole lot of yearning. And best not to be sidetracked from that yearning. And now we're bringing this family ascendancy, which I actually, you know, when I go back and think about it, people go, oh, well, we're talking about these guys this year because it's so much fun this year. You know, it does so much better. And I've always pushed back and forth, you know, depending on circumstances. And family ascendancy really has a whole lot more to do with my screen home economics. And I always liked the fact that anytime anybody's ever said, why do you agree in that? Oh, very important why that. You know, and ultimately people will see that. I had a really interesting run in. I was telling Lisa about it this morning. My little phone, the Wi-Fi stopped working. I have been using it to do recording. If this phone does just as well as recording, so I won't need the smaller phone anymore. And sadly, I don't think it's got any great usefulness to it. I may just give it to the twins to play with, and you know, maybe put some maybe go ahead and put some games on it for them so they can have some fun with it. It's bugging me about getting a laptop. Maybe the bigger thing they should be concerned about is getting a, you know, getting the ability on it what the Twins tend to be after. And so maybe we'll take a look at that. I might give that little phone to them to have fun with. Holding on the other phone that has the keyboard just in case this one goes bad. That might be a better deal. Now we'll just kind of find out. Anyway, I talked to Lee about, about the little run-in. Okay, so I was taking that little phone in for some warranty work. Come to find out, I was like 2 weeks late on being able to get it worked on with a warranty. So, you know, it's just so much junk now. Not really very interesting at all. And, so I was in there and she was trying to get me to actually this phone that I'm talking about. And, I got into, why am I trying again? I'm going to take a back row, which I commonly do, getting the train. It's 9 degrees, it would be warmer than that, but anyway, so, there was this gentleman that came in during this thing, and he was familiar with everybody, and he talked about, that would be a cool house. That would be a very cool house. He's got a windmill and everything to it. That would be a very, very intriguingly excellent, cool house, you know. He might have not too far from things. Was it about 20 minutes from Purcell? How many? 23 miles. So, that's not too far. Should move to Lina. Well, regardless, dressed up nice, had a little patch on his shirt that said Marshall, and said he was a Marshall. I don't know what kind of Marshall that is. As far as I know, there's only U.S. Marshals, but apparently there are others as well. Anyway, and we were talking, and come to find out that he was 82 years old, and I was impressed because he was so young. And I said, you know, and he'd come from Washington, D.C., grown up in the project, grown up in a really bad part of town, lots of drugs, lots of violence, stuff like that. And you know, I asked him how he got to New Mexico, and he said, well, my mom was here, so we moved out here, you know. And then I said, well, how long have you been in a police house? He said, I'm growing up 48. And I went, wow. So I'm only 45. He says, I love being a police officer. I am just good at that stuff. And I said, wow. But he found it, you know, what would be considered to be quite late in life. And he was just kind of, this guy told the story. He had told his story himself. And he was only, we were probably only there together for about half an hour. But, you know, it's just amazing. And in looking at, I said, you know what? I said, this is fantastic, you know. I could, you know, if there was ever a testament to, Jay, don't get into such an all-fire rush. I said, this guy's been doing police work for nearly 40 years, and he didn't start it until he was nearly 50. He goes, so don't get weird about what you've done so far, about that you're too late, that you haven't accomplished what you need to accomplish. There's still a lot of time left, you know. He was talking, well, you know, I just don't know when I'm going to go. He said he retired 6 times. And he said every time he had, he said, you know, I got to keep doing something. I want to keep on working. Well, I'm just there willing to have him. And you're going, wow, that is just stunning, you know. So it's just kind of an indicator to me that some really amazing things can happen. If you're willing to let them happen. So, you know, age may not be quite the problem that I had looked into and said, oh, this is, you know, whoa, I'm not sure I really want to get involved in that. Anyway, so, half of these guys, I think they're state psychiatrists, they are. And so, I'm not sure if I would have passed. Go ahead, Jay. Seems like the only people that take these same vehicles are these guys. State Park. think that what encounters thought has made me think about, you know, I don't, you know, who knows sign or something, but let me tell you, if it's nothing but an indicator, it's the whole standpoint of this fella is, you know, he's still cranking away at 82. And, of course, I have my various friends that are in that range. I think Raymond Davis is entering 90. This May. Frozen Brown, turned 80 this year, and he's having some problems, you know, he really ruined his shoulder, you know, he can't really use one arm very well, but you know, at the point when you turn 80, I guess that's not a bad time to start letting younger people handle, you know, big rough and tumble stuff. Did about a half hour before it died. It still indicates it's still going, so I'm, of course, this thing's a little different because I got the headset on. Oh. No, no, hey, you know what? I think we would love that house, Elida. I don't know how much land is tied to, but if there was any amount of land at all, I bet you she'd like it very much. Plus there are no neighbors, and the chances of you getting a neighbor on that property would be, you know, next to zero. For just saying, you know what? You know, I'll have to show her. I can probably show her a picture on a Google Map, so maybe we'll take a look at that today, tonight, whatever. I just think, kind of, going back home. I think I'll be lucky to get home at a decent hour, much less, within the appointed time period. Well, you know, I think I'm okay. You know, I'll go ahead and say this. 40 hours, I may have done 40 bucks like that. But that's kind of here and there. It's up to me to be weird about these circumstances, not up to others to really do that. So, I think that's going to be the best policy out of all this stuff. We're gonna do that, or anyway. I am not above opportunities to get nicer nicer circumstances. I have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. You know, whether it's here or whether it ends up being in Shetland. I'm going to take a look at it. I think what's telling about my patriarchal blessing is not a location more than it is almost going to be more of a circumstance. And let me tell you, with four kids still at home, Brenna struggling on a certain level to launch me at all, to be 20 minutes away from a four-year college, and for something, the picture call, I don't know if they do that. Sounds pretty good to me. For just the whole concept of trying to get people there, you know, they were willing to throw money for it. I think given her ACT scores, they were excited about getting her there, giving her a break on stuff and giving her an extra $2,000 stipend to go to school. You know, I don't know if that's going to be true anymore or what was economic. But it's kind of nice. That, I don't think anything bad would happen there. You know, people say, oh, you don't want a place by the side of a major road, which this thing is on the, it's on, right, not even a block off Interstate US 70. But just, I mean, right across the street from it is also convenient for trusting. Anybody who's going to have a breakdown isn't going to go to somebody's house. They're just going to go over to the LCD store. If anybody wants, you know, to do your school, you go over to the office. You know, stand up on it. Okay. You know, so maybe it'll be something along those lines. And that's what will come of that. It is an awesome, it's two-story, so it's a good-sized house. It doesn't look like anybody lives there right now, which means that probably go and make a deal with the people who own it, and you know, they're perfectly willing to buy this property. You know, I'm sure it's one of the things where, you know, it's owned by like 15 different people, and you go, okay, this is all I'm doing is, you know, even if it's a quick claim deed from whoever intends to pay the taxes, and I would be a sales taxpayer, I think I could probably deal with the others over time. Just to say, well, you know, I don't even care if it's got clear title, you know. The cheaper it is and the more muddied it is, makes it more of a possession is 9/10 of the law or the circumstance. And, you know, where other people I know would have a sincere problem with that, I would, from the standpoint of, you know, this is, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. And, you know, Elida School is a small school. Hopefully not, you know, it's going to have all the same things a small school tends to have. And see how many kids they have in their school. They kind of compare it to staying home. If anything, it's probably, I wouldn't say it's closer to house. For whatever kid wanted to go to house for high school. I don't know. But, you know, with, you know, a junker car to go back and forth for Dallas, there's all kinds of job opportunities for Dallas. Far more than there is to compare for Dallas, you know, easily three times the size of the stock. I just hardly yield it. Dallas is three times the size. You're still out from town a bit, but not so much that you have to be worried about somebody coming in and doing something around them. So it could be really good. I ought to talk to Lisa about it. You know what I mean? Just, you know, kind of hankered, kind of hungry for something. I think, yeah, and it is a very territorial New Mexico house. Probably been there since 1909. You know, but pretty good size, two stories, not big, which is great. You know, who wants big out of all this stuff? Shayna is graduating from school soon, so I'm not really concerned too much about taking care of, you know, about being close by for her. Brenna intends on going far, far away. Now whether she can actually accomplish that or not is anybody's business. I was just looking at Dan Carlin, and he is, you know, and I have been in the past, you know, it's really tough when your kids are coming up and you have to wonder about the future and what they should be, you know, getting involved in. The classical education, you know, and my kids are going for, like, English, you know. Shayna went for art, which I, you know, over time I said, you know what, I wholeheartedly approve of my children, you know, going into art as a study. You know, she certainly has developed her talents that way, and I think she will continue to do so. I really do think that she will. And that if nothing else, it'll give her lots of fulfillment. And if she goes to Peace Corps, you know, the justice doesn't really matter where she lives anyway. The younger kid, it's all a question of where you're going to go to high school or to middle school, stuff like that. Imagine Elida is comparable to San Jose, which is great. I would just live in San Jose, going back and forth every day is really quite grinding on us. You know, if my kids want to go to Eastern New Mexico University, it's only 20 miles away, and, you know, they can take a little motor scooter and do that. You know, don't have to get really crazy about that business. Heck, they And heck, they could bike it if they wanted to, if it was really, you know, that tough on them. Or a real beater car could do that going back and forth thing. I don't know. It would be interesting to find out. It would be interesting to see what possibility there could be out of this stuff. So, I don't know. Let's think about that. Because, yeah, let me tell you, if there's anything that my patriarchal blessing does talk about or does say, does get weird about, it is where I am today. It talks about my work and about stuff like that, but it does talk about where I'm going to be placed. So I find it to be quite interesting to kind of see what would happen. Anyway, let's see. We're gonna take a little more probing look at how these things. Still time it's going. Okay, it's still going here. 37:20. Let me check something out. Let's see how it behaves. It's behaving pretty good about the whole thing. Okay, well, turn this off. I'm gonna keep running. Maybe it was just a fluke, or maybe I changed the almighty setting, which is perfect. You know, I changed something that I think would be more acceptable for me. But anyway, happy to be alive.
Chances are that since it's made out of stone, it looks like masonry to me, that your tendency would be to let it heat up during the day and then let it cool off at night, and probably to put up more trees and try to shade it during the summertime, and that it would be a very pleasant house. So maybe that would be kind of the whole crux of the beast is, you know, anyway, so we'll have to look at that. Well, I don't think I have anything else to say on these matters. I'm thinking that I might be able to go where I wish. You know, if I don't want to do family ascendancy, Shetland, I can just do family ascendancy. And one doesn't have to get too weary about, you know, the concept translates into several things, you know. And I can have Shetland be that ultimate guide or not, you know. So I think we'll just have to kind of take a look. Oh boy, there's a train up here. Well, it may be the very end of it, so it may not interfere with me. We have to go over some railroad tracks. Anyway, so, okay, I think that's all I have to talk about.